your vows. Give up your vows. Save our city. Save our city. At night. And I woke up in the morning. I got myself a beer.
Doors, Roadhouse Blues, 1970, went up to number 50 on the pop charts, probably in my top 10 that year. I don't see how it didn't get above 50, but you have to look back and see what kind of other music there was out there at that time. Doors went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993, and well-deserved. They were a very influential group, and I really enjoyed their music a whole lot. The flip of that was a song called You Make Me Real. And I think it got probably a little more airplay, but I really did like Roadhouse Blues. That came off an LP called Morrison Hotel. I think some people call it Hard Rock Cafe Cafe LP also. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. We've got songs mostly from the 50s, 60s, and 70s today. I do have one into the 90s and one even into the 2000s, so a little dilly we're going to do there. In fact, it's going to be in this first set we're going to play. And this first set's going to get us started with Gladys Knight and the Pips. Then we're going to play that song from 2009. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss are going to do one together. I think they did at least one album together, if not more. And then the Skyliners, going back to the 60s, are going to do one for us. So let's do right now. We've got Gladys Knight and the Pips, 1973. I've got To Use My Imagination.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Got to make the best. She got the money and I got the hunt. Called my baby late last night. She told me, Daddy, everything was alright. She got the money and I got the hunt. She got the money and she got the money and I got the honey. I don't have to worry 'cause she's real fine.
Yeah.
Smooth Sounds of the Skyliners, I'd Die, 1963. Didn't chart. I don't even know if it got any airplay or not. That came from their last recording session that they ever did as the original group. You know, of course, in the late 50s, they had Since I Don't Have You, which was just a monster hit for them. And they did some other really nice stuff. And then this one came out. But I don't know that it did. There have been found some Motown pressings of that, some acetates or something, not really a 45, but it did come out on the Atco label. So if you like that song and you want to try to find it, it's on the Atco label, and by the Skyliners, I Die, really good sound. Rich Woman by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss before that came out in 2009, made it to number 118, but didn't do much. I don't remember that song at all being played on the radio. Of course, in 2009, I don't know that I was listening to the radio stations around here as much anyway. But really good sound by them. That was a song that was written many, many, many years before them, before their version. And two or three other people have done that. But you know what? They, as a duet, Plant and Krauss had another song called Please Read the Letter. And I believe Robert Plant was one of the authors of that song. And it got Grammy Record of the Year. But it only went up to number 120. So I'm not sure how a number 120 record could get Grammy Record of the Year, because, again, I wasn't listening to the radio much in 09. I was playing my older stuff at that time on vinyl. But anyway, really good sound. That is a good sound, too. Please Read the Letter. And before that, getting us started, Last Night in the Pips from 1973, I've Got to Use My Imagination, number 4 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B charts. They were put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. They had 60 R&B charted records and 10 number ones on the R&B charts, and had 30 songs that made the top 10 on the R&B charts. But really good sound by them. They've always had some great, great sounds. Okay, let's keep going. We've got Sammy Smith going to do one for us, then Carole King, and then Elvis. Hadn't played some Elvis in a while. So let's go right now with Sammy Smith from 1975. Today, I Started Loving You Again.
Today, I started loving you again. And I'm right back where I've really always been. Well, I got over you just long enough to let my heart ache, man. And then today, I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by. With only these few million tears that I've cried. I should have known that the worst was yet to come. and it's crying time for me. Had just begun. And 'cause today I started loving you again. And I'm right back where I've really always been. When I got over you just long enough to let my heart ache, man. And then today I started loving you again. Today I started loving you again.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat. I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Return to Sender, Elvis, 1962. Went up to number two on the pop charts, number five on the R&B charts. This song came out during his movie years. You know, he had a good number of years there in the 60s where he did, I don't know how many movies he did, a good bit of movies, and most of his songs during that time were from the movies that he did, and there were some really nice songs out there. Then there were some really songs on the LPs that were just, you know, silly and made for movies such as what Elvis was doing. This one came from the movie Girls, Girls, Girls. And I've always felt that during this time, Elvis had some really nice sounds and did okay with it, but I don't know that he enjoyed the movies as much as he thought he was going to. I just felt that way myself, my own personal opinion, because when he got into the Vegas stuff and didn't do the movies anymore, and he got back to his own stuff, started recording there at his house in Memphis in the Jungle Room. And I really think he just felt better and a lot happier and did his own style of music. But anyway, Elvis went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. He was also inducted into the Country Western Hall of Fame in 1998. I guess they felt like we're not going to leave him out of ours either. He did some country stuff and really good sounds by old Elvis. Carole King before that, Smackwater Jack, 1971, number 14 on the R&B, on the pop charts. She also is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, went in 1990, but not as a performer. She went in with Barry Goffin, and they went in as non-performers, I guess, for their songwriting, because they wrote so many great, great songs and so many hit songs. And so she's in the Hall of Fame, but not as an individual performer, unless she's been in the last two or three years. I don't keep up with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame like I did many, many, many years ago. But I don't really care much for it. But anyway, but she is in there in 1990 as a non-performer. And the flip of that, by the way, was So Far Away. You'll know that one. That went up to number 14 on the pop charts. And Sammy Smith got us started with Today I Started Loving You Again, 1975. Went up to number 9 on the country charts. Didn't do anything on the pop charts. But that was a good time when I started getting into more of the country sounds at that time, playing a little bit of those in my head. And I really enjoyed the Sammy Smith stuff. Of course, I knew more about her from Help Me Make It Through the Night, which was a big, big hit for her. She had 37 country western charts from 1968 to 1986 and had one number one charted song, which was Help Me Make It Through the Night. Today, I Started Loving You Again. Okay, let's keep going. We got the Beatles going to get us started. Hadn't played some Beatles in a while. Then Elton John, then John Lee Hooker. So let's do the Beatles right now from 1964, a big, big year for them. Twist and Shout.
Well, shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
zero hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out there alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days.
I love you, honey. Well, won't you fall in love with me?
Honey, John Lee Hooker, 1958, went to number 29 on the R&B charts. It didn't do anything on the pop charts, unfortunately, but should have probably. But he only had one pop hit on the pop charts, Boom Boom, 1962, went up to number 60. And by the way, that song, Boom Boom, is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song. And on the Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, it's number 220. So a big, big sound by him. So only one pop hit for John Lee, but he had nine R&B hit songs, charted songs. But even with that little bit of success, and I'm saying a little bit because compared to some of them, one pop hit and nine R&B hits, he is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just because he was so influential, just like Boom Boom. I mean, how many people recorded that down through the years, too? So, but John Lee went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991. Rocket Man by Elton John got us right before that one, 1972, number six on the pop charts. That came off the LP Honky Chateau, which on the Rolling Stone 500 is LPs is number 357. And Elton has six LPs on the Rolling Stone 500 greatest LPs of all time. So, but of course, you're very familiar with Elton John, the great stuff he did. And then the Beatles got us started and with Twist and Shout from 1964, their version of that song. Went up to number two on the pop charts. Then it recharted in 1986, number 23 on the pop charts. They went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988, and well-deserved for those guys. And I said that 1964 was a big year for them. In 1964 alone, they had 31 songs that charted. Six of them were number ones. 11 of those 31 were top tens. But you know what? 11 of them were below the top 40. So when you look at their charted songs, yeah, they were fantastic and had some great number ones, but they had quite a few songs that were like number 81 and 62 and all those things too. So, but they just kept having those charted songs, 31 of them in 1964. Okay, let's keep going. We got Glenn going to lead us off. From 1958, Fats Domino coming in with one of my favorite Fats songs, and then Roy Orbison doing a song that you may not have heard unless you've seen a certain movie, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. Right now, Glenn with a good rockabilly rocker style song from 1958 called Everybody's Moving.
Well, it's a Saturday night at the old dance hall. We heard a ball and a jack and a having a ball. The cats will pick them up and then they lay them down. The music starts to really dig the sound. Everybody moving, yes, everybody moving tonight. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's feeling just right. Well, everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. You could grab grab you gal with all of your might. But you will hug her once and then kiss her twice. But you could tell her what she means to you. And then you really bop of the blues. Everybody moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's feeling just right. Everybody's moving, yes. Well, I want you, gal, and I need you so. Well, you're the kind that's really into the know. When I'm dancing so close to you, you know exactly what to do. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's feeling just right. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight.
Oh, what a price I had to pay for loving you, you. I bought a home, a diamond ring. I had to give up everything. Oh, what a price I had to pay for loving you, you. I try so hard to do what's right, but you only wrecked my life. Oh, what a price I had to pay for loving you, you. I stopped my rambling, I even stopped gambling, I even stopped staying out all night. Oh, what a price I had to pay for loving you. Story, I sang my song. So goodbye, baby, I'm gone. Oh, what a price I had to pay for loving you.
Come, the clouds are calling. December wind has come my way, and now I feel the world falling. All at once, it's too late. Life fades away. The night is my day. All thoughts slip away, and even though I must leave you, remember I love you. I'll always be
faded away. I'm tired of tomorrow, lost for today. I long to be happy.
Sad, sad ballad song. Boy, he could sing some sad ballad songs. Of course, he had some tough things that went on in his life over his years, too. But he put a lot of his sadness into his words. But anyway, Life Fades Away is the name of that song, Roy Orbison. But he didn't record that until November of 1987. And it was written basically for the movie Less Than Zero. Robert Downey Jr. star in that movie. A lot of other young folks, too, that went on to have a really good career. But Robert Downey Jr. Played a sad role in that movie about a young man that got hooked up into drug use, alcohol abuse, and had a tough, tough time. But Less Than Zero is where you may have heard that song. What a Price, Fats Domino, 1961, number 22 on the pop charts, number 7 on the R&B, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and 1986, and that's one of my favorite Fats Domino songs, What a Price. I remember being at a dinner club one night, and they would bring in local musicians to play, and a guy was playing the piano, and he would sing some, and he'd also have a guy that would sing along with him sometimes, and he was a big Fats fan, and he called out one time to the audience, anybody want to have a particular Fats song they want to hear, and I hollered out, What a Price, and he agreed with me. That's one of his favorite ones by Fats. So really good sound by him. And then Glenn, 1958 on the Era label, ERA, Everybody's Moving. Really good sound by him, and very collectible record if you come across that. Worth a couple hundred, maybe up to $300 if it's in really good shape. So be on the lookout for that one. Okay, let's keep going. We're going to do our double play of the day in the next set here. We got Brenda Lee getting us started. And then I'm going to do a double play of the day by a local guy here, Wayne Perkins, who some of you may or may not know. I'll say more about him in a little bit. But he had a band called Smith, Perkins, and Smith. And they did an album in 1972 called Smith, Perkins, and Smith. And I'm going to play a couple of songs off that. They didn't have any hits and maybe a little airplay here and there, but really good sound by them. So here we go right now, though. We're going to get Brenda Lee started with her first top 10 pop hit, Sweet Nothings.
Uh-huh, honey. All right. My baby whispers in my ear. Sweet nothings. baby, I keep them to myself. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. We walk along hand in hand. Sitting in class or trying to read my book, my baby give me that special look. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. That's enough for tonight. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing.
Sitting in the fallen leaves, watching more come down. Looking now and then at the sky, her face never loses a frown for a moment. Her thoughts drift far away to all the lovers that she had who couldn't stay, and it's cold. In the aftermath, thinking about a special love, a boy named Bill who disappeared. He said they'd marry soon, so she gave him all she had to give, and he left her. He didn't even call to tell her that he didn't need her love at all. Cold in the aftermath. So in the aftermath of love, she finds herself alone. Like all the other times, there's no one there to share her feelings with. It's been like this so many times before. She's all alone. And sitting in the fallen leaves, watching war come down. Looking now and then at the sky, her face never loses a frown for a moment. Her thoughts drift far away.
wish I could go back to my river home, where I was born. But I'm stranded north in a New York jail, and it's a long, long way to Macon. Oh no. Save me, don't let me die. Save me, please spare my life. Save me, don't let me die. Save me, please spare my life. I wish I'd never come up to Buffalo and done what I done. 'Cause I stabbed that state awarded me an execution. I took his life, they took my knife, it's nearly over and done. At the break of day, they gonna lead me away. Got to pay back what I've taken. Oh, oh, oh.
From 1972, off the album Smith, Perkins, Smith, that's Steve Smith, Wayne Perkins, and Tim Smith. I don't know anything about Steve or Tim Smith, but Wayne Perkins is a guy who basically grew up within 10 miles of where I'm sitting right now, and went to a high school, which is only about, 4 miles from where I'm sitting. Well, back then it was a little bit further. It's a new high school now. But anyway, he grew up in this area and went off and played the guitar and wound up in Muscle Shoals. And then I can't begin to tell you who all he's played with. It's just amazing the amount of albums he's on. Everything from Bob Marley, Jimmy Cliff, Joe Cocker, Joni Mitchell, and even the Rolling Stones. He played on 2 Rolling Stones LP, Black and Blue and the Tattoo You. He was even asked to try out with the Rolling Stones. They were looking for a guitar player. One of them had left, and they were looking for a replacement. And Ron Wood was the one that finally wound up being the guitar player picked to replace the one that had left. But Wayne was playing with him and got to know him, and but he's been all over the world, just playing different places. Jackson Browne, he played with him, and really, really good stuff. This particular album, Smith, Perkins, and Smith, on that album, being up, it was recorded in Muscle Shoals, so Roger Hawkins was on there, Barry Beckett, David Hood, all the Swampers and people up there, and so he was really big up there, and still living just about maybe less than 10 miles from where I'm sitting right now also. And we've got to know a man who's doing a documentary on his life, and hopefully we'll get to meet Wayne one day. We don't really know if we can or not, but maybe we can. But anyway, Smith, Perkins, and Smith. So if you're interested in that style of music, a little bit of a Crosby, Stills, Nash sound, Stephen Stills sound, so a really good sound. Somebody said they thought of the group America when they listened to the album. So anyway, really good sounds. Brenda Lee got us started with Sweet Nothings, 1959, number 4 on the pop charts, number 112 on the R&B charts. That was her first top 10 charted song, and then many, many more to come. She was about 14, 15 years old when she recorded that. and had a real good flip too that didn't chart, but it did get some airplay. I remember it playing around here. Weep No More My Baby, really good sound by her. Brenda's one of my favorite female singers, so really enjoy listening to her. All right, it's almost time for us to go. We're going to do one more set, but this one more set only has one song in it. But it's a song that's over 7 minutes long, and it's kind of two songs combined into one. It's from the Van Morrison Wavelength LP by Van Morrison from 1978. This particular record here didn't do anything but get some airplay, but didn't chart or anything. But it's Santa Fe, Beautiful Obsession. So you got kind of two songs. You'll fade right, losing one and getting right into the other, and I think you'll enjoy it. Van became a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. Well-deserved. And I like to say that he may not get all the credit he deserves, and you think, well, he's in all kind of Hall of Fames. Yes, he is, but I don't think people talk about him enough. He did so much and wrote some just really, really great songs and plays all kind of instruments. And so that's what I mean. I don't know that people know enough about him in his past, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that do. But I think more people need to know what all Van Morrison did and what he's capable of doing. So, but he left us some great, great stuff. So here we go. We're going to play this, and then I'll be back to finish the show. But this is a song called Santa Fe, Beautiful Obsession, Van Morrison, 1978.
Thank you. company. Baby, look around and see what I have found. And it's more than a song to sing. And it's more than a song to sing.
That was saying.
Well, it's more, more, more than a song to sing. If it's more than a song to sing, it comes back. It is a feeling. It's a feeling. And when you do it, and the more you do it, and the more you do it, it becomes a beautiful obsession. A beautiful obsession. A beautiful obsession, obsession. Yeah. It's a feeling. It's a feeling. It's a feeling in your heart, in your soul, in your being. Yeah. It's a beautiful obsession. It'll make you feel. It's more. Yeah, more than a song to sing. It's more. Let the cowboy ride. Let the cowboy ride. Let the cowboy ride. Well, it's more than the song to sing.
Van Morrison. Santa Fe, Beautiful Obsession. Great, great song by him, 1978, off his Wavelength LP. Okay, we've got to go, so I appreciate you joining us today. But we got one more we're going to end the show with. I always end with an instrumental song. We're going to play one by Bill Doggett. Bill Doggett had some hit songs, but he did so much more. He was born, I believe it was, 1916. And he formed his own formed a band in 1938. Wound up forming his own combo in, I believe it was somewhere around 53, 54, somewhere. I can't remember now. But anyway, this song we're going to play came out in 1958, and has some great sounds. He had 9 pop hits. Of course, you remember him mostly probably from his song "Honky Tonk Part 1 and 2." And that was a great song. In fact, that song is in the Grammy Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he played along with in bands down through his years with the Ink Spots, Louis Jordan, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong. He was just all over the place. But this song here, 1958, "Hold It," came out in 1958. Went up to 92 on the pop charts, but I think it was higher than that here in the Birmingham area. That was a big, big popular song. I think it got a lot of airplay with the Birmingham teenagers that wound up down in Panama City at the hangout, and they played it on that jukebox and brought it back up here, and so it got a lot of airplay here in Birmingham. So it went up to 92 nationally on the pop charts, but number 3 on the R&B charts, and good sound by him. So right now we got to go. This is "Hold It," and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.
now.
That's death.